So, we're going to set the stage right. People that got together and really want to apply AI to HRI. We submit to the HRI conference, and sort of a lot of this spawned out of this notion that we were under attack. We weren't getting into this conference. It was a different style of submission and different contributions that we were giving. And so the HRI conference, that is no moon. That is a Death Star. So we all got together, this crazy band of rebels. Led by Brad and Matthew, right there, these two gentlemen here, to try and figure out how we could change HRI's mind and make them just force our technical contributions and our AI contributions into the conference. And then it was brought up, I think by Matt, you ever think that maybe we're the bad guys? And so, we talked about this quite a bit today. I think from the last time we ran this, we had a pretty good sense of some changes that we need to make. And we did that at the HRI conference. I think this year was really kind to us. But we still had some changes that we needed to make, and we're trying to figure out really why. And the reality is that HRI is such a diverse field. So we have applications in manufacturing and collaborative settings. We have social and socially assisted tasks we try and do, military, rescue, rehabilitation, and medical. And we're trying to take all these incredibly diverse areas, diverse fields, diverse algorithms and computational considerations and contributions, and cram them into one access port. And we really had never outlined a good way to do that. And so a lot of what we spent our time doing, and I think we did a good job of, is figuring out what constitutes an AI contribution to HRI versus an AI contribution to another field that happens to be relevant to HRI. We talked about different ways of how we might evaluate it, and also discussed the possibility of establishing benchmarks. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't think I have much time left, but the idea with the AI contribution is looking at a distance metric of some sort that allows us to look at where a contribution sits relative to the needs of HRI versus the computing needs of other fields. Looking at different ways to evaluate it, we want to make sure that we don't always have to run a human subject study. We just need some way of comparing what we're developing in the proper way for that technology. And benchmarks, the jury's still out on that. One interesting idea that came out of this was the notion that the robot is not always perfect. The robot often fails. And often it's actually the person who steps in at helping out. So the human is actually very good at adapting to the technology, often more so than the technology is adapting to the robot, or to the human. Even though sometimes the user does not always get it right. For those of you who haven't seen this, his head's backwards. So for us, we would say, do not fear, this is true to everyone here, do not fear the field of HRI or the HRI conference. We're working on making it better. Don't fear, because as you know, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. This is for Matt and Brad, who wants to organize AI HRI 2016. Talk to these guys up here. And I will advertise for the spring symposium, Enabling Computing Research and Social Intelligent HRI. This is sort of a follow-up to this that's more on the idea of software tools that come out of these algorithms and methods. That is, the extended deadline is now December 18th, which, and I'm a co-organizer, and completely didn't mean for this to happen, but that is also the date that Star Wars The Force Awakens came to. So, thank you guys.